Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Laura Murillo. I'm so happy to talk to our next guest. You see her in the Houston Business Journal. They have done so much. And I will absolutely say that especially during this global pandemic, the Houston Business Journal has doubled down. They set the bar in terms of how to capitalize on all of these virtual platforms and events. They didn't skip a beat. And of course, our friend Bob Charlet over there has been very involved. And today we've got none other than Giselle Greenwood. Thanks for being with us, Giselle.
Thanks for having me.
You know, yes, absolutely. It's a pleasure. And I just want to commend you guys again. And you personally, you know, you're a mom, you're a wife, you are active in the Boys and Girls Club and so many other things. And I think most definitely, people just need to know how proud and how fortunate we are to have you as a Latina heading up the Houston Business Journal in what is soon to be the third largest city in the country. Mm-hmm. And also how quickly you guys adapted to this work from home. How did you guys manage to do this so fast when others were just trying to get schedules together? But you guys were absolutely, in my humble opinion, the first to get out there and do it right. And the rest of us learned from you guys.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the compliment. You know, I think being in news, we are already wired to shift quickly, right? With the fast pace of news as it comes at us, I think that kind of prepped us already to pivot quickly in how we operate. So when the pandemic first hit, first course of action was having to move from an on-site server to an online server to put the paper out. You know, we still have a print edition that comes out every week.
Yes.
So that was probably by far the biggest challenge. And then, of course, we do host many events to help connect the business community with each other. So immediately we went virtual, and I give full credit to our event director, Quinn Huang, for that, because she immediately found a studio where we could broadcast our events and still honor different business leaders for the great things that they're doing. And me personally, I had to go from a print journalist to all of a sudden becoming a broadcast reporter.
So that was... You did it well. And we were happy to be part of one of your broadcasts. You know, the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce was the only nonprofit to receive two HBJ yes. diversity honors. And our board of directors and staff just were elated for that recognition. And again, you know, the way you guys set it up, and it was interactive, it was fun, it was fast. And again, just kudos. And my question is, where are you now in terms of, are you still half virtual, half in person? Where's HBJ?
So we have identified a plan, and come September, we will be going back to in-person events for those who are comfortable attending. So I imagine we'll have some sort of hybrid situation where we'll broadcast it like we have been. That hasn't been determined yet. But we definitely will be back to in-person events in September. Our offices are also becoming part of a hybrid model for in-person, in-office visits. So we're managing it very carefully, because we don't want to go gung-ho, but at the same time, we do want to keep things moving forward.
Yes, well, We are as well a hybrid model, and our first big event, and we'll see you guys there, will be our annual luncheon on Friday, October the 8th. And so for more information, please visit our website. And we just want to thank HBJ. It's been a great partnership, and we are just elated that you guys were able to keep everyone on their toes, informed, and certainly in a first-class way, Giselle. So thanks again, and we'll see you very soon.
Thank you.